everybody. That's a little Karma by JoJo Siwa.
Oh, that is a weird song.
People are, I don't know, whatever. Yeah. All right. Thanks for hanging out with us today. We have kept Liz with two Z's. Not Liza with the Z, Liz with two Z's.
That's right.
That may apply with Good and Plenty.
Okay, from our listener who sent two cases of Good and Plenty to us because we couldn't find them in the stores.
Nice.
I thought so. In another case of other chocolates, I thought that's a kind of good.
This is a good.
Do you get these things from people? Because you have your podcast, Feminist Buzzkill.
Yes.
Do people send you things when you mention it?
You know.
Any new.
We don't. We should mention it. We never
should try it once.
I mean,
people don't
like,
realize candy is an important piece of doing anything kind of talking.
Well, when I was on the radio on Air America, I was like, there was this beer I liked called Iron City. You say Iron City. It's from Pittsburgh. It's a terrible beer. Everyone would be like, what is wrong with you? Uh-huh. In fact, it was so terrible. And I loved it so much that they wouldn't carry it in New York. So I was like, how come I can't get Iron City? And everyone's like, because it's just that bad. And then I got cases of it sent to me, which was very exciting.
Very, it's so fun.
It really is.
Tell us about Fun Feminist Buzzkills, though.
Your podcast.
So the podcast is like, it's sort of the culmination of my whole, like, convergence of things I love. It is super informational. So it's interviews like I used to do with Rachel Maddow on Air America, with people who are providing care, researchers, experts in the movement of reproductive health and rights. And then we have, like, your favorite comedians on the planet on. We've had everybody from Sarah Silverman to Jackie Cation to Laurie Kilmartin, Maria Bamford, you name it. We have them on. And then we do the updates on the news that's happening in reproductive rights, because you don't get long-form stories. You get snippets, right? So it's weekly. We tell the stories. We have some snark. You know, we make fun of anybody who's these, I call them vaginal crossing guards.
Okay.
Anybody who is in there just trying to be all up in your junk and tell you what's going on.
I can't wait that.
Yeah. You know, we, up until very recently, probably, you know, have been like, oh gosh, we've podcast, you know, we've podcasted before podcasting was even out there for so many years. And so I'm like, we can't talk about other people's podcasts, Lori. You know, we podcast.
I'm like, we have too many people.
I know,
podcast
too many,
now,
like everyone podcasts. But I didn't know about yours, so I'm glad to know about it.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's called Feminist Buzzkill, and it's wherever you get your podcasts.
Wherever.
I'm excited to listen. And, you know, you name dropped. Okay, so at the beginning, you know, you were such a comic pioneer, a feminist.
I had a butter churn.
Yeah.
I traveled in a Calistoga wagon to my gigs.
I'm saying about how you discovered so many comedians. And you just name drop Rachel Maddow because you worked on Air America with her. And I did not know that. I forgot about all that.
Yeah.
And so were you hired first? And then did she?
So here's that story. This is actually a great story. So,
okay.
So when Air America launched, for those of you that don't remember, in about 2003.
Right when we were launching.
Yes. Liberal radio network called Air America. I got a call from the guy who was the money behind it and said, I got your number from Al Franken and we're looking for a Liz Winstead type to program the network and to do a show. And I was like, what's a Liz Winstead type? And I was like, first of all, what's wrong with me?
Right.
So, you know, and they were like, well, we didn't think you'd want to leave TV for radio. And I was like, it's progressive political talk radio station, and I can leave LA and move back to New York. You can pay me in acorns. I don't care. I'm coming. So I had to program all the, we put Mark Maron in the morning, and then I had a show, and I knew Chuck D was going to be my co-host, and I needed another co-host. And then Al Franken had the mid-morning show, and then Janine Garofalo. It was a great lineup. But I needed a news. We needed a new, so it was like Chuck did kind of pop culture music. I did, you know, comedy, snarking, and then we needed a news person. And everybody and their brother, whenever they know you're hiring, has a friend who's really talented. And so I had demo tapes coming out of my Waz. And I was like, I can't listen to one more terrible person being like, hey, everybody, it's so and so in the morning. I was like, what is even happening?
Yeah.
So my friend Paul was one of those people, said, I have a friend. And I was like, great. And so he sent it to my house. So I went, I was like, could not find a person that I liked. And so I went home, I ordered dinner in New York, fell asleep, missed the delivery guy, woke up furious. And then I see this because I missed the delivery. Yeah, missed the food. Wake up furious. See this demo tape on my dining room table. I'm like, who is Paul's friend that's not going to be talented?
Yeah.
And it's Rachel Maddow.
Oh, my God.
So I listen. I'm like, this person's awesome. Oh, my God. Paul, score.
Was she like at a Boston?
She was she was in Northampton, Massachusetts at called The Hump. Okay. It was like H-U-M-P, I think, were the call. And she won a contest to be on the radio in Northampton, Massachusetts.
Oh, my gosh.
And I listened to this, and she's so smart, so funny. So I call her, and I said, can you come down, you know, and meet with me?
Yeah.
And she's like, I'm getting on the Peter Pan bus right now.
The Peter Pan bus.
She took the Peter Pan bus. I loved her. And that is how Rachel Maddow came to be.
I just never knew that. Liz, I mean, because you launched The Daily Show. You launched all these comedians.
I feel braggy people are gross.
That's so Minnesota.
I think they are, but you want to know what? You want to know what it provides context to? And it lets people know how smart you are and how ahead of things you are and how creative you are. And sometimes it's okay to pat yourself on the back.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I guess it is. It's just one of those things where it's like, I've been around those people who are like, anytime you say something, they're like, so anyway, I was with so-and-so.
No, yeah. I agree
with you.
And I don't
have that. It's not my life whatsoever. Right, if you can see me right now, you guys, my hair is filthy and I'm in an old Ike's.
It's an interesting
old
look.
Ike's sweatshirt.
I didn't say anything, but the hair is interesting.
Yeah, the hair's not making it happen today.
But we completely understand.
Yeah, you know, it was like,
we're on radio.
I'm coming on with my friends. Right, and who cares? Exactly. It's radio.
It's radio.
Yeah.
But it is, those people are boring. And then the other group of people, the ones that always talk about money, it's like, okay, I'm so bored and I'm right here talking to you. What are we going to connect on?
Yeah. What interesting things can you tell me about, like, food or whatever?
Like, I can't wait to see your documentary.
I can't wait for
you. Okay. So there's tickets still available.
You're going all weekend?
No one asked. And it's showing at St. Anthony Main, part of Minnesota's Documentary Film Festival. Yeah. And you can go get tickets.
You can get tickets at the website of the festival, and it's, I'm probably going to say it wrong, but I think it's Minneapolis St. Paul International Film Festival, MSPI.
No, it's MSP.
MSPFilm.org. Okay, go there, and then look for No One Asked You, and come to the party. Get tickets for the screening for
Saturday.
Sunday.
Okay, and go to the movie
parties,
Sunday.
Yeah, have like a weekend with me.
And congratulations to you.
Thanks,
y'all. And thank you. Thank you for the hard work you're doing for us.
I know. I'm so, you know what? I love it.
Yeah. That's so awesome.
It shows.
And people, pick up the Minneapolis St. Paul magazine and read the full story. And Liz,
my hair's cute in the picture.
Oh. It is very cute.
You look cute here. You look cute. And we hope,
that was a fresh blowout.
That was good.
Our last day is going to be June 27th.
Okay.
And so we hope to have you on and see you. We're going to be hopefully out and about, so we'll connect with you. Because
can we swear like sailors on your last show?
No.
No, we still can't.
We'll
FCC.
Do that after show with you. We'll come on Feminist Buzzkill and swear.
Yes! Julie, am I having a hallucination? Didn't Air America come here? Somebody, not you.
It did.
To listen to our show to see
Kennedy came, but
no,
he
not
was,
he
no,
wasn't.
We in,
but
him.
Someone came to listen from Air America to see if we would fit in on any program, and they were like, "No, these girls are not it." And here we are, all these years,
22 years later. Guess where Air America is?
Yeah,
nowhere. Had a grifting financing nightmare. That document. There's a documentary about the rise and fall of Air America.
It was so hot, and then boom.
And then there was a liar. There was no money.
Yeah,
there was a liar.
Yeah.
Isn't that something? We call them a con man, but
confidence man. Mm-hmm. There's somebody on trial right now for that. The biggest con of them.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
We are going to take a break. We'll come back with random thoughts. Liz, congratulations to you.
Thanks,
and
you
it's
guys.
So
Talk
great to see you.
And again, the movie is called No One Asked You.
I hope I see you this weekend.
All right.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. It's Lori and Julia here for Learning RX with 7 metro-wide locations. And Learning RX is one-on-one brain training, and it's scientifically proven how, Learning RX uses a nationally recognized test that tests cognitive behaviors, and that takes a little bit of over an hour of your time. And I took this test myself, and it was wild. You sit down, it's kind of, they flip over these things, and it's like, how did your memory work, or how did you process it?
Yeah.
And how do you deduct this and how do you sound it out? It's really kind of cool.
When you say it's eye-opening.
It is eye-opening. And so a little bit more of an hour of your time, but it tells you what is at the root cause of yours or your loved one's, you know, underperforming brain at some times. They'll overperform in others, underperform here, but LearningRx works. Call them today. Set up your assessment.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
You know, I saw this story the other day.
Did you ever notice that? You know, sometimes I wonder what would happen if...
And now... Julia's random thoughts.
He looks like that puppet. I don't know. He's had cheeky implants. It's just random. That's all it is.
Okay, it's just random. That's all it is. We can't stop talking here. But we are back on the air and we are professional, Lori. I wanted to remind you that.
Yes.
I wanted to remind you that we are professionals.
Oh, I love that, Liz.
I know. That was fun. Mm-hmm. Okay, so random thoughts today. Let's just see.
Can you see? You've allowed the studio to become dim and dark in here. Lexi, she never does this. She never lets me have sexy bedroom lighting.
No, because I'm wearing a contact, one for far, one for near, and I barely can see.
Right.
Okay, so here's something cool today, and you pointed out to me, Lori, is that, you know, my girl, Babs, Barbara Streisand, who I spent 48 hours of my life with from November 9th to March 9th, not that I'm bitter
listening to the story,
but I actually missed her when we were done listening to her memoir.
Okay.
She has written a new song and she's singing a new song. I don't know if you remember the book. Neither of us read this. The Tattoo Artist of Auschwitz. It was I think the book came out in 2017. It was a big book, big to do. And they've made it into a limited series.
Oh, really?
And it's going to be on Peacock, the station that, you know,
the network that
it's hard to get to.
Like that.
Every time I go there, they charge me $6.97. And I'm not going to tell you about my personal issues right now, but it's going to be a limited series. And her new song for the series is Love Will Survive. Mm. And in the context of the series, it's a way to remember the 6 million souls who were lost less than 80 years ago. And
it's
also
about one of the people who had tattooed the ID numbers on people.
Yes. Yes. Wow. And even the darkest time, the power of love can triumph and endure. I think
so she's got a song.
Yeah, she does. This comes out on May 2nd. What? There's 6 episodes. Anna Ponchnak, I don't recognize her, but Harvey Keitel is in it. Melanie Lynskey is in it, who we love. You know, two great people. So
what's the name of the Barbara song?
Love Will Survive. I don't know if it's available, Lexi.
I can look for it.
I can sing it for you. I have the words right here.
Is it a new song?
Love, soft as an easy chair, warm, evergreen. I'm teasing right now. I don't know.
It's our first new song in 6 years.
Yeah.
No, it is a brand new song.
And we'll see if it's out. And if it isn't, that's okay.
It's not out yet.
We'll wait till it comes out.
Yeah. I don't think it is out yet.
And in the meantime, I have to tell you, I'm just going to give you the Olympic update, okay? You know, the U.S. gymnastic final Olympic trials are going to be here in Minneapolis, St. Paul.
That's right.
At Target Center, June 23rd through the 27th.
And that's who goes to the Olympics?
That is who
that's
goes to Paris.
So close.
Well, this is how they do it, Lori. This is how it works. So I'm giving you two updates. It's a big deal. It's men and women's is going to be here. I went online to peek at the tickets for Target Center. Apparently, people have done this way before I even peeked. But if you want to go, I mean, this is a once-in-a-lifetime thing.
Absolutely.
Because who's going to be here? Suni Lee, Minnesota's own. And she is going to be, she's back competing again after her debilitating a kidney ailment that she had where she gained 45 pounds last year. She dropped out of college. She couldn't bend her legs. She didn't know if she'd ever compete again. They have figured out her medication. They've figured out how to deal with it. And she is thrilled, thrilled to be here, to be back. She's got a new trick that we're going to see. And if you remember Suni Lee, she stepped in when Simone Biles got the, not the yips.
The twisties,
which are different from the yips, at the 2020 Olympics. And Simone Biles is speaking out too, because she's going to be competing in the Olympic trials as well as in the Olympics this year. And when she got the twisties, she literally, and what that means is your body can't comprehend what it's trying to do. Your mind is disassociated with your body, and it's very scary.
These tickets are expensive.
I know. I was telling you that, Lori. I was looking at them. They're like
$500.
At least.
Oh, wow.
They're not cheap, but there's a full package. And if this is a dream to go to the Olympics and you're never going to be able to go, I mean, the gymnastics is the biggest thing I'd like to see. This is the thing that we always want to see. We can see it right here.
Yeah.
And there's probably cool stuff going on in Minneapolis we'll tell you about later.
Yeah, our last broadcast is going on.
At the same time. I know it. We'll just scoot over there afterwards. We're going to have both these ladies on. I'm just teasing. But Simone Biles said she thought she would be so hated by America. She thought she would be banned. She thought people would say, don't even come back. You're supposed to be over there, you know, performing for us. You know, you're supposed to bring home the gold. And so she really struggled for quite a while with that, but she's back to, you know, competing. I always want to call it performing, and very, very excited about being in this upcoming Olympics. So we'll see who goes. So very fun. That's happening. Mm-hmm. And NBC keeps hyping how they're changing things to get people excited. I saw Leslie Jones during the WNBA draft. I don't know if anyone saw her in the homes, not Caitlin Clark's home, but there was a family that couldn't come to the draft. So they showed how her family felt in like California or something. And they're sitting right there as Leslie Jones. I don't know if you guys missed that. I love her. I hope she's coming back. But we know Snoop Dogg's going to be doing stuff and a lot of other. They're trying to approach it in more of a pop culture way to get more eyeballs.
They spent a lot of money.
Yeah, they did.
On it.
Yes. And, but they're doing something different.
Yeah. That's
with
good.
The commentary. Mm-hmm. You know?
I like it.
So anyway, that is what's happening.
I hope they hire Leslie Jones.
I totally do.
Yeah, she's very funny with her commentary on things. So she'd be perfect for that.
I saw her and I'm like, oh gosh, I love you when I miss you. I love you when I miss you. Okay, a couple other things that are going on is that you know, I was so interested in doing other things today that I didn't do it. But condiments. I'm going to give you a little condiment update because I love condiments. Yeah. I think they're everything. What do you think are the three healthiest condiments?
Mustard, ketchup.
No, ketchup's full of sugar.
It is?
Yeah, ketchup is the least healthy. Mustard, salsa. I mean, salsa became the new ketchup and sriracha became that, you know? And straight vinegar. I quit drinking cups of apple cider vinegar.
Ugh.
I'm just teasing. Yeah, I mean, people do that.
Mayo didn't make the mayo list because it's the least, too fatty, but that's the best.
It's so good. The reason ketchup and barbecue sauce, they're just loaded with so much sugar.
Mm.
And you can buy sugar-free. I've never tried it.
I haven't either.
I'm scared.
Yeah.
Because ketchup is so good that why would you try it?
Do people actually buy the ketchup mayonnaise that's mixed together? And,
you can do that on your own.
I know, that's what I always
It's
think.
Like ranch and sriracha or ranch. Right. You can do all that on your own. Because sometimes you just want one or you want the other. You don't want them together. I showed several people how to hug themselves last night for a happiness hack.
Yeah.
Get rid of the old, take in the new. People like that. I also know that Cher was one of the background singers for the Righteous Brothers on You've Lost That Loving Feeling, which we already knew.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that the most stressful time of the day is 8:15 p.m.? And I say that's only if you have kids.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
It's never felt.
Lexi, have you ever worked a job like from 8 to 5?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we haven't in so long. The kid thing, it's hard. It was hard.
Yeah,
it was hard back in the day. But in case you're wondering why you're kind of not so happy at that time, it's for a good reason. Other people share your feelings. We're going to come back and talk about a couple ladies saying really kind of unfriendly things. Yeah. We'll be right back. This is Lori and Julia on My Talk. Hey, everybody. It's Lori and Julia here for Sweet Living Senior Care with 18 different metro communities. And there's probably one close to you around the Twin Cities. And what they offer is assisted living, memory care, and hospice care. And it's you know, we've been through it. When you're looking for a place where your parents go for the next chapter, your aunts and uncles go for their next chapter, their life, you want them to be in a place that has a high ratio of
staff
to people who are living in the community, to residents. There's only 32 suites total in these communities at Sweet Living Senior Care. They're all new.
Yeah.
And it's really a heart project. Joel and Jeremy Larson are the owner and father and son. They really want to do this. They want to have special places because everyone at one point in their life needs one.
Yes,
and so they are assisted living, memory care, and hospice care. Go take a tour. You'll fall in love with it. SweetLivingSeniorCare.com to schedule a tour. Okay, so we've had this story for a couple of days. About yesterday, Courtney Love, from Courtney Love, her band was Hole. She was married to Kurt Cobain, had the baby Frances Bean. She has been in and out of a lot of things. Very outspoken.
Yeah, listen, I saw Hole perform at the Target Center at the height of when that first album came out. And I was absolutely blown away at this band at the time. You know, I loved Babes in Toyland. And I mean, she was everything. And then she was in a movie, The People versus Larry Flint, and she got nominated for some things. And we find out years later that she spoke up about Harvey Weinstein back in the 90s and got banned by CAA. So Courtney Love has always had
outspoken.
A big mouth, as they say, very outspoken.
But she's also did a lot of things for Sobriety High. I remember with Kathy Hartnett and some other things.
Yeah,
you know,
she's back really, and forth, but I've read... There's been a lot of things about how when people meet her, people are warned she's a real piece of work. We don't know what Courtney you'll get today. She's all over the place.
Okay.
But she's always had a lot of crap to say about a lot of things.
Yes, she has.
And she's always has this, that, and the other thing. But she moved to London in 2019, and she has a podcast now for BBC Radio. So I think she needed people to know that she has this podcast because the series is called Courtney Loves Women, where she explores women in music that she likes or respects. Okay. And she did the first podcast and, anyway, but she did an interview with the London Standard to promote how she is going to have this show where she's going to explore the women in music that she likes and respects. And here's what she had to say.
Cyndi Lauper, Kate Bush. Those are the women she respects.
Yeah, but she said she was asked, about women now. And she said, it's great. There's so many successful women in the music industry, but lots of them are becoming a cliche. Now every successful woman is cloned. So there's too much music. They're all the same. I like the idea of Beyonce doing a country record because it's about black women going into spaces where previously only white women have been allowed. Not that I like it as much as a concept. I love it. I just don't like her music. Okay, that's just a basic opinion. Mm-hmm. Then she talks about, she's asked specifically about Taylor Swift. Mm-hmm. And She said, Taylor is not important. She might be a safe space for girls, and she's probably the Madonna of now, and Courtney Love and Madonna hate each other.
Yes, they do.
But she's not interesting as an artist. And I haven't liked Lana since she covered a John Denver song, and I think she should take 7 years off. Up until Take Me Home Country Road, I thought she was great. When I was recording my new album, I had to stop listening to her as she was influencing me too much. And about Madonna, I don't like her. She doesn't like me. I love Desperately Seeking Susan, but the city of New York as much as her. So she's, a lot of people are on Facebook, social media. They're just like kind of saying, well, what is it? Are you lifting up other women? Or are you tearing? What is the purpose?
Because the name of her podcast again is Courtney Loves Women. I don't understand that. But in, like you said, Lori, she's got this podcast that no one knows about.
That's right.
What a way to get attention by saying the number one artist in the world and number two, Beyonce and Taylor Swift. Think.
Yeah.
You know, Beyonce's okay, but Taylor Swift isn't important. She's not relevant. I don't get it. And she is like beyond, you know, so that's a great way to get attention if that's how you want to roll. And that's what we see in a lot of the people that just need someone. Look at me. And if
I'm
you want
clout chase on this name,
if you can't get anyone to look at you or listen to you, say something horrible about someone everyone loves.
Yeah.
But it's just weird to me.
I feel like she's calculated.
She's missing it. Like, I think she doesn't get
women.
Yeah.
I feel like she,
even though she's taken tons of abuse over the years from Kurt Cobain fans and all kinds of people who have hated on her, I think she'll be fine. But I mean, to call Taylor Swift
not important,
not important, and that she's safe space is just like, I mean, I'm sure the Swifties are not going to, like I said, take her down or anything because of all of her Nirvana things. But she's talked about hating Dave Grohl, and she's just, I think, a very grumpy,
crappy woman.
Do you remember when she came after Olivia Rodrigo?
Oh, that's right.
Tell us that. I can't remember.
It was Olivia Rodrigo did a photo shoot where she's holding like prom flowers and she's crying and has a crown, which I feel like everyone's done. That's not a super unique take, but Courtney Love said, oh wow, she posted the picture on her Instagram and said, doesn't this look familiar? And then there was a picture of Courtney Love holding flowers crying
from Live Through This, so that album, because she did the whole satin dresses and wearing the little prompt.
But
Olivia doesn't
even know who she is, probably.
Probably not. Probably. And I feel like that. Courtney didn't invent that.
Right.
No, she didn't.
She's crabby.
Yeah.
She's crabby,
and no one's going to lose sleep over it. I don't know. I think messing with the Lynettes, the Swifties, or the Beehive is not a great idea for getting people to listen to your show.
A podcast called Courtney Loves Women. When you say, okay, here's another crap tree right now. This longtime producer named Carol Baum.
Oh, yeah.
Baum. She produced things like Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Slayer, Father of the Bride. She was doing some rounds in the media. And she was at like the Jacob Burns Film Center in Pleasantville, New York. And she told the audience and moderator and longtime New York Times critic that the film that Sydney Sweeney and Glenn Powell did is unwatchable. And I can't think of the movie right now because we still have to pay for it.
Anyone But You?
Anyone But You. She said it is unwatchable. There is an actress that everybody loves now, Sydney Sweeney. I don't get Sydney Sweeney. I said to my class, explain this girl to me. She's not pretty. She can't act.
What?
Why is she so hot?
What?
And she goes on.
White woman crime over here.
But really, she just said, this movie, we've heard a million times, there's no chemistry between those two.
We have to see it because we also heard from listeners who saw it and just said loved it was delightful. Yeah. Here's the thing. This lady, whoever she is,
she's crabby.
Yeah, she's grumpy because I'll say this about Sydney Sweeney. From Euphoria to The White Lotus, where she played one of the two spoiled girls, to Reality
I thought she
winner.
Was excellent in Euphoria.
Yeah.
She was so vulnerable.
She's a very good actress.
I thought so, too.
I'm sorry that she's gorgeous, lady.
And has beautiful breasts.
Yeah, well, you know who's really mad? Tyler Cameron. On The Bachelor.
Yeah, I remember. And he was with Hannah, or who was that?
Yeah. He was on the Today Show, and he was asked about the Golden Bachelor and the announcement that Gary and Teresa mm-hmm. did. And he said, they have put a true stain on love in the Bachelor world. 3 months, they make all my relationships seem very long. You know what I mean? Like, geez, I'm a dating expert compared to them.
Well, here's the thing about that.
I think ABC made them sit down. They were because pissed. It has put a stain on the Golden Bachelor, which brought back all the ratings.
100%. I bet they're pissed. And they're like, you're going to face the music then. You're going to say in front of all these people what happened. Because... Yeah.
I still think my mom was right. They should have just said their dogs didn't get along.
Yeah.
And that's why they were moving
in. And why Tyler is even out there. He's got a new show.
Yes, yes.
Called Going Home with Tyler Cameron, which follows him around. It's on Prime. It premieres tomorrow. Or is today? Tomorrow's the 18th.
Okay.
And basically, he's doing his dream renovation, and he's beautiful to look at.
He really is. He's
gorgeous. So I think people would watch that.
Yeah.
But he is being asked about it because, of course, he was a bachelor.
Yeah. He also said he said they're like my mom and dad, you know, they're just like old and set in their ways.
Well, Teresa and Gary?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
They're just like two stubborn old people, you know, when you get older, you get more stubborn. Sing it. Really, there's been so many dumb stories about these two.
Here's what I heard. Someone sent us an order listener and said, you know, they didn't want to get married. ABC pushed the wedding on them.
But
they took it.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
You get paid. They were happy to get paid.
How much do you think you made? How much do you think that paid to get married on TV?
Maybe 100,000.
Okay.
You'd get married for 100,000. Yeah.
I would.
You get paid.
And to have a great party for all your family and friends.
Yeah. They did it in that way, they weren't very smart, but Gary doesn't have much of a nest egg, I don't think.
No, I know. And you still hold that you think he's the one that broke it off.
Yeah, he doesn't want to be settled down.
Wow.
I know.
We believe that hook, line, and sinker.
We certainly
All right,
did.
We're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back with Hollywood Speak.
What is the meaning of this?
Oh, somebody else is getting Frank. Brian Cox, who played, Logan, the dad Logan on Succession.
Oh, yes, we know who he is.
He
was supposed to have that Top Gun show. Remember? Logan,
yeah, I don't know. He's doing an interview. He was at London's Hist Fest, and he was very forthcoming on a number of topics, but he was asked about Ridley Scott's Napoleon movie.
Okay.
It's terrible. A truly terrible performance by Joaquin Phoenix. It really is appalling. I don't know what he was thinking. I think it's totally his fault. And I don't think Ridley Scott helps him. I would have played it a lot better than Joaquin, I'll tell you that. You can see it's
for the
drama. No, it's lies.
He loves to just say what he means what he feels. I'm wondering if he was up for it. I wonder why he was disappointed.
The Hist Fest is a film festival that celebrates movies that are about historical events.
Got it. Was huge.
Napoleon had life was factually all over the place. This is the way, but these are movies. He also had a gripe with Braveheart. He's like, it's a load of nonsense. It's a load of lies. He never impregnated the French princess. It is bollocks, that movie. So he wants his historical movies to be a bit more historically factual is what I'm reading between his lines.
What you're picking up from him? Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, we're sorry, Mr. Cox.
Yeah, we're sorry. Mm-hmm. Christine Cavallari, she's got a podcast called Let's Be Honest, and it focuses on all things relationships. And she says personal relationships mean everything. Family, parenthood, dating, wellness, blah, blah, blah. Each week they have a different guest. Anyway, she had a holistic doctor on this week. Here's the takeaway. We maybe don't need sunscreen. The sun has health benefits.
Okay. Okay, that is, first of all, everyone needs 20 minutes of sun a day. Mm-hmm. We need vitamin D, which we get from the sun, and that's why everyone probably in the whole state of Minnesota takes supplements. Mm-hmm. But that's irresponsible to say, period.
It really is, isn't
it's irresponsible.
Yeah.
And she's always in the sun. She's always like by a pool and stuff.
Well, wait 20 years. I mean, that, I don't think you should use your platform to convince people because they need sun. They don't have to put on sunscreen.
No,
this
I don't
is
either.
So stupid.
If you're talking about holistic, there's so many other topics.
Well, she quoted something about some doctor she saw on TikTok who said people in the way back when.
Is that the olden days?
The olden days, like talking caveman days, 17, that they didn't get skin cancer.
They didn't live long.
That's right.
They were dead by 30.
That's right.
If they even lasted that long.
That's right.
I mean, 15, probably average age. They had babies at 14, you know. Yeah.
She says to the doctor, I want to discuss the sun and sunscreen, which I know is controversial. In what world is sunscreen? Yeah, when you are recommending not using sunscreen, that's controversial because that's just dumb.
It's just dumb. That's just dumb.
Yeah.
So there.
Jeez Louise. Okay, here's another one for
you. Okay.
This is Henry Cavill on the
who
red
stars
carpet
in
Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare.
That
Lori
saw
fantastic.
Last night. Loved, loved, loved.
His character is amazing. Anyway, he... here's what he told Entertainment Tonight. I'm enjoying this stage of my life very much. I'm finding more direction now.
He's going to be a dad. He's going to be a dad. His girlfriend, I don't know if they're fiancé. I don't know what they are. But she looked to me like she's 6 months pregnant, at least in a picture I saw the other day.
Yeah. He's expecting his first girlfriend.
It's very exciting. He's like 38, maybe.
And he confirmed the news with Access Hollywood at the Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare because she was so pregnant.
Yeah,
he's 41.
She was. He's 41. Well, that's very exciting.
Yeah.
Very exciting.
All right. Taylor Swift, we got a little bit. She's been staying out of the spotlight.
But since Coachella this weekend.
Yeah, that's right. Well, she was just there. She can't help that people take photos. But so some interview from a while ago resurfaced and has gone viral on TikTok.
Okay.
And it's Taylor talking about relationships. And she said... about keeping a relationship hidden. It all depends on who you're with. If they have a serious issue with it, then you, I guess, hide or whatever. But I don't really like that. It makes me feel like I'm running from the law or something. I don't want to feel like I'm a fugitive. Like, oh my God, we're having a relationship. Better put on a mask and hat and hide. Her idea of an ideal romance would be something normal.
Like
that
Travis.
Would be good. That
Joe
I just
Alwyn
lived my life.
Wanted them to be on the down low. And it was 6 years. And you remember one of the very first years, though, she went to get run away from Kanye West and the before Reputation. So she went to escape. And then he, I think, while that was all going on, said, let's keep this. I mean, we never saw him anywhere.
No.
I don't like that.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Yeah. Well,
they're so young.
She's had, you know, that's very British stiff upper lip kind of a thing,
I guess.
Too.
And, or me.
And she'd already dated Tom Hiddleston, so she'd already had that stiff upper lip. No pun intended.
I feel like Joel Alwyn was a...
Oh, look at the music we're going to get.
A
this
bad
guy
bet.
Is about...
Yeah.
He better go on a vacation in the Maldives and shut off his Wi-Fi. Okay.
Go somewhere where only pigeons can communicate to him.
Right. Okay. This is Ava Mendez. On
Ryan Gosling's
wife.
Mm-hmm.
On Instagram. They're not really married, but they've got two kids. And, you know, they did the skit where they played characters from Cuba. And
he was hysterical.
When a waiter asked where they were born... Thompson pointed at Gosling and said he was from Tennessee, but ever since he married a Cuban woman, he different. And Ryan said, Cuban wife can change you, and I'm a Cuban puppy. And so Mendez said, well, no, my Cuban puppy made this Cuban mommy so happy with this. Years of hanging out with my dad paid off.
He was spot on with that accent. That was hysterical.
He was.
Kenan Thompson, I love that guy more than anything, but yeah. Ryan Gosling being with a Cuban woman, spot on.
He really did have the good inflection.
Yeah, he was great.
Oh, hi, Poppy.
He was great. I loved it.
Hi, Poppy. Okay, here's one. Now, riddle me this. Clive Davis, here's the headline, getting a serious radio channel, first ever for a record executive to receive the honor.
Okay, I think this would be interesting. I really, now this interests me. Out of all these podcasts and everything, I'm interested because think of the stories. Yeah. And he wrote a book, you know, a memoir, what, like 10 years ago or something that we never bothered to read. But I would like to read it. We got a copy. Yeah. In your retirement.
Yeah.
There's time for that. But he must have so many stories.
Well, he's worked with everybody.
And he doesn't feel like he's a big party or anything, so he'll remember everything. And you know what I mean? Yeah. He's worked with everybody.
And this is the first. SiriusXM has never given a channel to a record executive. He used to be the head of Columbia Records, founder of Arista.
Yep.
And J Records, and now he's kind of the eminent, you know.
Barbara Streisand mentions him.
She does.
Because when he was starting Arista Records, he was, you know, they all, everyone knew each other back in the day. And they had to use landlines to contact each other. Mm-hmm. And she just, Clive Davis was, you know, really interesting, according to her.
Yeah.
You know, he was involved in some of her early music. Here's what it was. He wanted her to make a disco album. He hooked her up with Donna Summer. Mm. Who came over to her house.
And that's how they did Enough is Enough. That was a great song.
It was a great song. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's worked with Santana.
Everybody.
Aretha. He discovered Whitney.
Everybody.
Springsteen.
That's interesting. If you have, and you have Sirius.
But it's only for 1 week. The week of April 26th. So what is the deal with giving someone a channel
It must be the fundraising week when they're trying to do sign up everybody for Sirius, because I would tune into that for the 1 week. I know I have a button for Sirius, but I don't have it in my car.
Yeah.
I mean, do you?
I do not have
it. I don't have it either.
Yeah.
But that's why, Lori. It's a promotion.
Yeah.
It's to get eyeballs to Sirius.
All right. Well, it's
might
be working.
But I think that would be interesting. I hope you tune in.
I will. It's
because
Channel 79, which is five notches up from Smokey Robinson's Soul Town.
Perfect. You
will
know
so
where
many
it is.
Channels.
No, I'm sure. I'm sure. We're going to take a quick break. Coming up this hour, we are... Okay, someone is turning 18, and we need to talk, people. We will all remember the date in 2006, or 2012, I think, when things went down. But also, we've got Nicki Minaj tickets to give away. We'll be right back. It's Lori and Julia on My Talk.